Okay. Okay. Explain it to me.
Okay, so the new system is basically going to be your average of your best eight from your last 20 rounds. So your best eight scores from your last 20, we're going to take the average of that, and that will be what we're now going to call your handicap index. So that's going to be the starting point for anybody's handicap. So when somebody says to you now, what's your exact handicap? 6.1, 5.9, whatever it might be. You will now say, what's your handicap index? And that will be the number. And that will be the handicap index is the number that sets us against each other. So two players at 6.3 across the world, you're the same ability. Mm-hmm. The next step of that is you're now going to have something called a course handicap, which is going to be the handicap that you need to play a particular golf course. So this is a new thing that we're introducing. So you'll have all seen it. You go and play Royal Lytham and you go, I need four or five more shots here because it's too hard. You go and play somewhere else and you go, actually, this is really easy. I'm playing far better than my handicap. Course handicaps will adjust depending on the course that you're playing, which is where slope rating comes in. And I'm sure we'll pick up on that. And then finally, you just go out and play golf. So HCP, handicap. It's the handicap. We're calling it HCP, handicap, handicap index, course handicap, play. That's all a golfer needs to know.
Okay.
You go out, you play golf, come in from playing, you put your score in, your handicap adjusts.
That makes it easier.
It should be that simple. But obviously it's not going to be, because people are going to say, well, my handicap playing over this golf course, I'm getting more shots. Does that change anything? It all gets scaled back in a calculation. 95% of golfers don't even want to know what that calculation is, and I would tell them to avoid it at all costs. But for those people that do want to know, we've got the resources that they can go into detail and become handicap geeks. I get called a handicap geek quite a lot because it's obviously my job, it's what I'm supposed to do. But there's a lot of people out there who really like to know what their handicap is, how it's calculated. And there's loads of information out there and saying how that